Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, April 9th. In today's episode, Arvind Kejriwal to stay in jail as Delhi High Court rejects his petition against arrest. The opposition alliance in Maharashtra announces seat-sharing deal. PM Modi attacks Congress over Ram Mandir and Sardar Patel. Election Commission to probe BJP minister after Congress complaint. BRS leader K. Kavita denied bail in Delhi excise policy case and a landmark judgment against Switzerland on the effect of climate change on human rights. First up, Delhi High Court has dismissed Jail Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea against the Enforcement Directorate challenging his arrest. Clarifying that this petition is not for bail but the arrest that has been challenged, the High Court said there cannot be any special privileges for a Chief Minister under the law. Following the order, BJP leader Manoj Tiwari posted on X, "A criminal is a criminal and India's law is same for everyone." Quote, "Gang leader of Aam Aadmi Party, according to ED's proof, is the kingpin." Unquote. While former MP and BJP leader Majinder Singh Sirsa said, "This ruling disproves Aam Aadmi Party's claim that approvers were influenced, and saying so directly attacks the judicial process of the country." In a press conference soon after the court order, Delhi Minister Saurabh Bhardwaj said, "Aam Aadmi Party respectfully disagrees with today's ruling and will knock on Supreme Court's doors tomorrow." Mr. Bhardwaj claimed that Arun Pillai, a Hyderabad-based businessman who was arrested in the alleged excise policy scam and later got parole in December 2023, was threatened to give his statements and alleged, quote, "This is not a conspiracy, but on record," unquote. He listed various other names questioned by ED and their allegations that they were forced to confess under threat. Mr. Bhardwaj said, and I quote, "This entire case is based on false proof and false statements. A scared man will say whatever you want. If you tell him to speak against Kejriwal and get bail, then it matters not if he speaks in front of the ED or the magistrate," unquote. Speaking to the media, ED's counsel said the court has confirmed there are no loopholes in the arrest, a point picked up by the Aam Aadmi Party often. The court said, quote, "This court holds that ED was able to place enough material, statements of approvers and their own candidate, stating that he was given money for Goa elections. It completes the chain regarding the money sent for Goa election," unquote. During the April 3rd High Court hearing, Mr. Kejriwal had questioned the timing of his arrest. The Chief Minister had said that his arrest was against the basic structure of the Constitution as it disturbed a level playing field in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. He had questioned former suspects allegedly becoming approvers at the behest of Enforcement Directorate, such as Sharath Reddy. To this, the court came down heavily against the plea and said, quote, "Granting pardon to approver is not under ED's domain and is a judicial process. If you cast aspersions on the process of pardon, you are casting aspersions on the judge," unquote. Adding that it is the job of the court to check the veracity of government witnesses. "This law is more than 100 years old. The law of making approvers has never been questioned." In the same case, Delhi's Rouse Avenue court today extended the judicial custody of BRS leader K. Kavita till April 23rd. After the order, Ms. Kavita wrote a letter to the court saying that the investigation by central agencies, which she called a media trial, had hit her reputation and invaded her privacy. And next, the latest developments in the run-up to the Lok Sabha polls. The joint opposition alliance in Maharashtra, Mahavikas Aghadi, has finally secured a seat-sharing deal after several meetings. In a press conference today, Shiv Sena UBT's Sanjay Raut announced his party will lead the alliance with 21 seats, Congress will fight 17 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar will contest 10. He said, and I quote, "We have made many efforts to take people along, but we did fail in a few instances. Many smaller parties are together with us," unquote. The ups and downs in the alliance seat-sharing talks resulted in the removal of Sanjay Nirupam from Congress and ended Prakash Ambedkar's alliance with Uddhav Thackeray's Shiv Sena. With just 10 days to go for the first day of polling in Lok Sabha election 2024, the ruling Mahayuti alliance with members BJP, Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena and NCP Ajit Pawar are yet to formally announce a deal. Currently, in the 48 seats in Maharashtra, the Mahayuti has 37 Lok Sabha MPs, while the Mahavikas Aghadi has 8 MPs. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today in an election rally backed BJP candidate Jitin Prasad in Uttar Pradesh's Pilibhit. The seat was a bastion of three-time MP Varun Gandhi, who is not on BJP's list this year yet. Ringing the Ram Mandir achievement, he lauded Kalyan Singh, who was UP Chief Minister in 1992 during the Babri Masjid demolition. He said, and I quote, "Our Kalyan Singh Ji dedicated his life and government to the Ram Temple. Every family in the country contributed to the temple. But those in the India Alliance have always hated the construction of the Ram Mandir." Unquote. Targeting the opposition from the Pilibhit stage, the Prime Minister said the Congress and other India bloc parties, quote, "do not hesitate to insult great personalities of the country, such as Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel." Meanwhile, following Congress complaints against Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar, the Election Commission of India has directed a panel to verify the claims. Mr. Chandrasekhar is an NDA candidate from Thiruvananthapuram, fighting against Congress veteran Shashi Tharoor. Congress-led United Democratic Front, or UDF, and the CPIM-led Left Democratic Front filed separate complaints, alleging Mr. Chandrasekhar did not declare all his assets in the affidavit correctly. In their complaint, the LDF alleged that Rajiv Chandrasekhar was not eligible to contest the election, citing that he showed his total taxable income as ₹680 in the financial year 2021-22. The LDF also alleged that Mr. Chandrasekhar did not disclose his major holding company, Jupiter Capital, and only declared subsidiary companies to hide the, quote, "complex web of companies with the intention to hide his actual assets," unquote. And next, to ensure law and order ahead of the 7-phase Lok Sabha elections in West Bengal, the Election Commission of India has pushed 100 additional companies of Central Paramilitary Forces, CRPF and BSF, to the state. This is in addition to the 177 companies earmarked for the state, which has reported incidents of political violence over the past several years. The total number of forces deployed in Bengal now stands at 25,000, unprecedented in any poll-bound location in India. However, the leader of the opposition in Bengal Assembly, BJP's Suvendu Adhikari, has said he will urge the governor, C.V. Anand Bose, and top officials to ensure that central forces stay in Bengal even after the model code of conduct is lifted. He said, and I quote, "Central forces should stay here after the MCC is lifted for the next 3 months because post-poll violence happened last time," unquote. The move comes 2 days after an NIA team alleged a mob attack in the state during one of their raids, which led to the arrest of two Trinamool leaders, Balai Charan Methi and Manobrata Jana, in Bhupati Nagar on Saturday. Later, Trinamool General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee said there is an unholy alliance between BJP and the central agency. 10 leaders from the TMC have been protesting in Delhi since Monday, demanding that chiefs of CBI, NIA, ED and the Income Tax Department be changed. They were detained by the Delhi police outside the Election Commission office for not having proper permissions. Trinamool leader and MP Derek O'Brien said they will continue their protest at the Mandirmarg police station. Today, Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Minister Saurabh Bhardwaj also reached the spot in a show of solidarity. Breaking from breaking news, Sierra Leone is facing a unique and dangerous drug epidemic. People with severe addiction are digging up graves to create a drug made with human bones. According to the BBC, this haunting menace has forced Sierra Leone to declare a national emergency. Police officers in Freetown are guarding cemeteries to stop the disturbing practice of exhuming skeletons for the, quote, zombie drug production. Notably, the drug dubbed Kush is made from a variety of toxic substances, with one of its main ingredients being ground-up human bone. Dr. Abdul Jalloh, head of the Sierra Leone Psychiatric Hospital, said that the president's emergency declaration is the right step and will be crucial in addressing drug use. Now back to news. In a rare of its kind judgment, Europe's highest human rights court in France ruled that Switzerland's failure to adequately tackle the climate crisis violates human rights. Many in the media, such as news agency AP, are calling this a landmark change in climate change cases, which could have a ripple effect across the globe. The European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg, France, delivered rulings on a trio of separate climate lawsuits, one brought on by more than 2,000 older Swiss women against their country, Switzerland, who argued that climate change-fueled heat waves undermine their health and quality of life and put them at the risk of dying. The court ruled that the Swiss government had breached some of the women's human rights by failing to meet previous targets to cut planet heating pollution. It found that the Swiss state had violated Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights, which guarantees the right to respect for private and family life, according to the ruling seen by the AFP. While according to CNN, these lawsuits mark the first time the court has ruled on climate litigation. There is no right of appeal and the judgments are legally binding. While the ruling will only apply to Switzerland, experts say the case could bolster other human rights-based climate cases. Pending before the international courts and could open the floodgates for numerous similar lawsuits to be launched in the future. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.